One of these days, there are about three books that I'd like to write.
有一天我想我会写三本书。
The first one is titled Humble and Proud of It.
第一本是既谦卑又骄傲的书。
The second one is The 10 Most Humble People and How I Trained the Other Nine.
第二本书是这十个最谦卑的人，我如何训练其他的九个。
And the last one is The Most Humble Man in the World, an autobiography.
那么最后一本呢，就是世界上最谦卑的人，是一本自己写的自传。
No, I'm not being serious about that.
并不是很严重。
But pride is a serious issue.
骄傲是一个很严重的问题。
And we'll return to that issue in a moment.
我们等一下回来讨论。
I'd like to begin this morning with a history, really, of the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, known as her daughters.
我今天开始的跟大家讨论，我想用这个历史上所记载有关索多玛的事情，跟那一个地区的人。
The city of Sodom is really to the southwest of the Dead Sea, so we think.
这索多玛是在死海的西南边。
During the times of Abraham, it was known as a very, very fertile country.
在亚伯拉罕的时候，那个地方是被看作最肥沃的土地。
It was so fertile that when Abraham gave the choice between him and his nephew Lot, whether he would take the side of the Holy Land, which is the side that Abraham eventually received, or the side where the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were, Lot looked at the greenness of that plain and chose that area.
这个地方非常的肥沃，所以当初在亚伯拉罕跟他侄子罗德两个人要选地的时候，是要选神所赐给他的这一块地呢，还是罗德看到的是索多玛这块地非常的绿，所以罗德就选了索多玛这一块地。We
know from the story that there was only one righteous man living in the city.
我们知道从历史上。
His name was Lot.
他的名字就是罗德。
How do we know that Lot was righteous?
我们怎么知道罗德是义人呢?
Look at 2 Peter chapter 2.
我们看彼得后书。
2 Peter 2,
第二章,
verses 6 through 9.
我们看第六节到第九节。
It says, if by turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to ashes he condemned them to extinction, making them an example of what is going to happen to the ungodly, and if he rescued righteous Lot, greatly distressed by the sensual conduct of the wicked, for as that righteous man lived among them day after day, he was tormenting his righteous soul over their lawless deeds that he saw and heard. Lot was a righteous man who was living among a city of unrighteous people.
罗德是个义人，他住在一个不义人的城里面。
So the question we have to ask really is, why would God destroy Sodom?
我们应该问的问题是，为什么神要把索多玛这个城灭亡？
There are two answers to this question.
这有两个问回答。
First, God saw the sins of Sodom as absolutely horrible in his sight.
第一个，因为神从他的眼光看，索多玛这个城的罪恶是没有办法容忍的。God
sees all sin as horrible.
神在他看来这个地方是很坏。And
God will judge all sin.
神要惩罚一切的罪。Let's
stop for a question and ask the question, what is sin?
那么我再来问一个问题，什么是罪？
Sin is anything that we think, say, or do that offends the absolute moral character of God.
那么罪就是我们所想、我们所说和我们所行违反了神的圣洁的特质。And
we know what God's moral character is.
我们知道神的道德观是什么。Because
he told us in his laws.
因为他在他律法里面告诉了我们。But
these sins aren't necessarily enough for a judgment of divine intervention. Of instantly destroying the city. Otherwise, why wouldn't God kill everyone the instant they sinned? There's a second answer to the question, why would God destroy Sodom? God makes an example of judgment out of Sodom that is used throughout the rest of the Bible. Sodom is seen as the epitome of wickedness. And all other judgments in Scripture are compared to Sodom, whether they are worse or better. Christ uses this of certain cities in which he preached. He says that if only Sodom and Gomorrah had seen the miracles that you had seen, they would have repented. But you saw those miracles, and therefore your judgment is worse. So what are the sins of Sodom? What do we think of when we think the sins of Sodom?
当你想到所多玛的罪，你想的是什么？
Most people instantly think automatically the sin of homosexuality.
有的人就很自动地想到所多玛的罪是同性恋的罪。
We even have a word in our English language called sodomy.
所以在英国的字典里面有一个字就是所谓的基奸。
Which derives its idea from this.
所以这一个字就是从这一个地方演变过来的。
But this is far too narrow a way to view their sin.
可是这可以说是非常狭窄的一个罪的定义。Yes,
the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah were guilty of homosexuality.
不错，所多玛和摩拉他们是有同性恋的罪。But
their sin did not start there.
可是他们的罪不仅就停在那里。The
Bible shows in this passage a progression of sins that they have committed.
在这圣经里面记载他们继续不断地犯更多的罪。
And the sins which God begins with seems to be small and insignificant. But they're sin nonetheless.
可是呢,
so in this passage, Ezekiel 16,
所以在以西结16章这里,
Ezekiel spends several years setting up the fact that the people of the southern kingdom of Judah are going to be judged by God.
以西结花了很多年, 在警告南国这个犹大国的人会受到神的审判。
And he is constantly saying that Nebuchadnezzar is coming.
他继续不是讲尼布加内撒要来了。
The Babylonian army is coming.
巴比伦的军队要来了。
And your city is going to be utterly destroyed.
你们这个城要完全被破坏。
And those of you that survive will be taken into captivity.
你们假如没有死的话也会被俘虏走。
And in Ezekiel 16, he lays out in the sense of a legal court document.
所以在以西结16章, 他只是做了一个有关法庭审判的大纲。
And he's going to argue a case against the city of Jerusalem of why you are guilty.
所以他就是告诉以色列城你们为什么有罪。
And in this passage we just read, he compares Jerusalem to Sodom and Gomorrah.
所以我们刚刚念的这一段经节就是把以色列的人
And he states that the sins which you have committed are worse than out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And then in case you're not sure what the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah actually were, he says it in verses 49 and 50. And these are the verses I'd like to focus on this morning. The passage begins in verse 49. It says, "This was the guilt of your sister Sodom." The word guilt is the word that we would use to translate iniquity. It's a word that not only describes the crime committed, but it also shows the legal action against the person that committed the crime that's going to be taken.
It
It includes both the crime and the punishment. And therefore, we understand that these are the sins that Sodom committed for which God judged them. This term would cause the reader to think upon the sin that the people of the city actually committed. And there's the judgment of God of fire and brimstone upon the people of the city. The city was literally wiped off of the map. And it was never rebuilt. This passage also shows a progression from the first list of small sins followed by heinous sins. The list of the small sins is found in verse 49. And verse 50 says, "They were haughty and did an abomination before me." We could translate this verse in the following manner. Then they were haughty. Then they committed abominations before. And it's this idea of then that says they grew progressively worse and worse. They did not start in the worst of sins. But it was a progression that led them there. And really, there are three categories of sin in this passage. There are sins of the heart. There are sins of position. And there is a sin of gross immorality. And this morning, I think the thing that God would like to teach us is that we need to beware of the sins of Sodom in our own lives. Let me stop and answer one question that might come up. Some people might say, but Sodom and Gomorrah were all non-Christians. They were all unsaved people. Can the people of God really fall into these types of sins? Who was the righteous man that was living there? The man's name was Lot. Do you remember some of the things we learn about Lot? That when the men came to his door to take away the angels to perform gross acts to them, what did Lot offer to them? He offered his own daughters. And where was Lot? What was his position in Sodom and Gomorrah? It says he was sitting in the gate, which is a statement of leadership, which means he was well aware of the sins going on in the hearts of the people. And either A, he did nothing, or B, he was an open participant. And where do we find out, where's the last time we learn about Lot in the Old Testament? He's sitting in a cave, living with his daughters, and his daughters are bearing his own children. And yet, if it wasn't for 2 Peter, we would never know that this was a righteous man. We would never know that this was a believer. So can believers fall into this sort of sin? I think this passage is deadly serious in that it says that they can't. Let's first of all look at the sins of the heart. And really there are four listed here. The first one in verse 49, it says that they had pride.
第一就是49节说他们是骄傲,
which is an arrogant attitude.
是骄傲的态度,
and it's a term of one of attitude. What do you think about yourself?
谈到态度,
see, pride is a person that just thinks of himself way too much. What does this look like?
我们怎么看说?
Right now we're in the middle of football season.
对,
the playoffs are a big thing these days, and the Super Bowl is coming up soon.
然后Super Bowl马上就来。
Let's say you have some wide receiver who just catches an 80-yard pass for a touchdown. What does he do with that football? He throws it down on the ground. And then he does this victory dance so everyone can see how great he is. He wants everyone to look at him. Because he's proud. Are there other areas that this can show up in? Young people. You've just taken a really, really hard calculus test. And you aced it. And it feels so good inside that you just have to go show it to your friend who got a B. And you say, look at my test, look how good I am. Oh, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry, you just couldn't cut it. Or what about areas of music? My brother is a trumpet player. There was one time where he was quite a good trumpet player. One of the best for his age in high school in the state. And you know how trumpet players greet each other? They say, hi, I'm better than you. Which is true if you know trumpet players. There's also a joke of how many high sopranos can change a light bulb. Sopranos is the highest lady voice in singing. Just one, she holds up the light bulb and the world revolves around her. Or pride can also show up in negative ways. You've been working for your company for about 10 years. And there's a guy that works next to you that's been working for about 5 years. And it comes time for a promotion. And you think, I've been a good employee. I make my company a lot of money. I do everything I can to do right in honesty and ethically. And I've been here longer than him. And I deserve a promotion. And you probably do. And then the guy next to you gets it. And he's only been there 5 years. And you know he's incompetent. And you know he's not a very good worker. And it just kind of burns you up inside. Because you thought you deserved it. You thought you were better than him. You know, we have a word for that. It's called pride. It's called pride.
称为骄傲.
These are the sins of Sodom.
这就是形容所当.
It's called pride.
称他们为骄傲.
Does this exist in our own heart?
骄傲在不在我们心里面?
I think it does.
我相信是有.
The second one.
第二个.
In verse 49, it says, excess of food.
在49节说,他们有很多的粮食饱足,
or literally, a satisfaction of bread.
换句话说,就是他们有很多的粮食让他们得到满足.
Sodom and Gomorrah was an agricultural city.
在索多玛跟俄摩拉是一个农业城.
They were located on fertile plains.
他们在这个很肥沃的土地上.
The land was very prosperous. Which is why Lot wanted to move there. And I think this has a modern day application. They had so much. And frankly, they probably even wanted more as an implication. We have a word for this. It's called materialism. It's called discontentment. We, in 21st century America, we like stuff. We like our video games. We like all of our fancy electronic gadgets. The iPod, the music player. The big fancy televisions.
还有大的电视.
Now, none of these things are inherently bad. And it can even be a good and pleasant thing to have them. But you know when it becomes a problem? When the only thing you're thinking is, I want more. You go to the store and you see that brand new CD by that music artist you like. And you say, I want more. You've just bought a brand new computer. And it's the best thing that you can get on the market. And a week later, something else comes out. And you say, I wish I could have that instead. You just bought a series of brand new books that you like. And you say, and after you read them, you say, I've got to have more. See, these things aren't bad. But it's that desire, that constant yearning for more than you already have. When you're not content with the things that God has given you, we have a word for that. It's called materialism. And God calls that sin. And it's serious. So the first sin of the heart was arrogant attitude, and the second was materialism. Let's look at the next one. It says, prosperous Eve.
然后这个下面呢是说什么呢？是说大享安逸的时候。
I could translate this abundance of idleness.
对，就是说有很多的懒惰。
We know this as to be laziness.
我们认为这个是懒惰。
When you are not doing something productive.
当你做一些没有什么成就的事情。
Even when you're supposed to be. So Saturday morning rolls around. And the grass in your lawn has somewhat overgrown. It's already up to halfway up of your leg. And it's time for you to cut the grass. But it's Saturday morning. And for some reason, you just had a really late Friday night. But you know it needs done. And you have to take your wife out in the afternoon to run some errands. So Saturday morning, you're really tired. You get up and mow the lawn, right? Or you just turn off your alarm clock and go back to sleep. Even though the little voice in the back of your head is saying, you need to mow the lawn. Or what about at work? When you know that there's a certain level of productivity that you absolutely have to meet according to the company. And you know you can even do better than that. But you say, I've done my fair share of work for the day. I'm going to relax, slow down, take my time. It's all they expect me to do anyway. It's laziness. It's idleness. When young people, you come home from school. And you know you have homework to do. But instead, one of your favorite TV shows is coming on. So you sit down and you watch for a half an hour. But then another really, really good one is coming on after it. It's just another half hour. I'll just watch another one. And then you get up and you get in front of your computer to open up your word processor to type out your homework. And then something happens with your mouse, and instead of clicking on the word processor, you click on your favorite video game. Three more hours, God. And before you realize it, you've wasted your time so much, it's midnight, and you haven't done any of your homework. Because you've been doing using your time for something that really didn't need to get done. It's laziness. It's an abundance of idleness. And it's sin. The last one is, it says, they did not aid the poor and needy. And I titled this indifferentism. In the ancient world, if you were poor, if you did not own land, it was really the role of those who had funds to take care of you. There are even provisions in the Old Testament law where those people who are cutting the grains of barley and wheat, if you drop some on the ground, the law says you have to leave it there. So the poor people coming behind have something to eat. And you see in the book of Ruth, Boaz likes Ruth. He thinks she's pretty. And Boaz is an older man, and no one really likes him, since he's only a half-Jew. And Ruth is a Moabite lady who's now a believer in Jehovah God. And so Boaz tells his workers, hey, drop a little extra grain behind for her. He was caring for the poor and needy. Within the New Testament church, The role of the church is not to feed all the poor people in the world.
教会的, 工作不是要去喂养全世界的穷人。
It's never said in the scriptures that that's what we have to do.
在圣经里面从来没有说过这是我们应该做的。
However,
可是呢?
The role of the church is to care for the poor and needy within the church.
可是教会要在教会里面帮助,
Look at 1 Timothy chapter 5.
我们回到提摩太, 我们翻到提摩太前书。
I will read verses 3 through 10 and verse 16.
第五章。
1 Timothy 5, beginning in verse 3.
从第三节开始。
It says, honor widows, honor, meaning to pay money.
这里说要尊敬, 那尊敬的意思是要给他钱。
Who are truly widows. But if a widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show godliness in their own household, to make them return to their parents, for this is pleasing in the sight of God. She who is truly a widow, left all alone, has set her hope on God continually in supplications and prayers night and day, but she who is self-indulgent is dead even while she lives. Command these things as well, so that they may be without reproach. But, listen to this, verse 8. If anyone does not provide for his relatives, especially for members of his own household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever. If one of your family can't pay their bills and is going hungry, it is your responsibility as a Christian to take care of them.
只要你家里有一个人没有办法负担，要挨饿，那么是基督徒的本分，你要去照顾他。
If your parents can't afford to live, it is your God-given responsibility to take care of them.
只要你自己的父母没有办法生存的话, 那么神给你的命令是你要去照顾自己的父母。
If your unmarried children are unable to take care of themselves, it is your responsibility to care for them.
只要你还没有结婚的子女他不能够照顾自己的话, 这也是你要去帮助他的责任。
If you do not, it says that you are worse than an unbeliever.
只要你不这样做的话,
Verse 16.
第16节,
If any believing woman has relatives who are widows, let her care for them. Let the church not be burdened so that they may care for those who are really widows. It is the responsibility and role of the church, of each individual local church, to care for those who are within its own church.
每一个地方教会要在自己的教会里面来照顾教会里面有需要的人。
So if there are people in this church that have needs,
假如说在教会里面有人有需要,
it is the responsibility of this church to care for them.
那么这个教会就有责任去帮助他们。
And if we forget about them,
假如我们不去照顾的话,
and if we do not help them,
假如不帮助他们,
we are in sin.
我们就有罪。
That is what this passage teaches.
这就是这节经节教导我们。
So we saw the first category of sin were sins of the heart.
所以我们刚才看到第一种的罪就是心里面的罪。
Let's now look at sins of position.
让我们看一下在位置上的罪。
Which is back in Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 50.
是在以西结16章的50节。
It says they were haughty.
他们狂傲。
Now, the concept of haughtiness is placing yourself in a position where you see yourself as high or higher than God.
所谓的狂傲就是把你自己放在一个地位，你认为你自己很高，比神还高。
Essentially, the people of Sodom became their own God.
最后，所多玛的人就变成他们自己的神。
They lived for themselves.
他们为他们自己活。
How do we know this about this word?
我们怎么知道这个字从哪里来的？
Flip over to Ezekiel 28.
大家看以西结28章。
We'll look at verse
12. 第12节。
Through verse 18.
12节到18节。
Now this is a prophecy against the king of Tyre.
这里是预言有关推罗王的预言。
And in it he seems to speak of one who is not the king of Tyre, but who is Satan himself. Verse 12. Son of man, raise a lamentation over the king of Tyre and say to him, thus says the Lord God, you are the signet of perfection, full of wisdom, perfect in beauty. You were in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was your covering. Sardis, topaz, diamond, beryl, onyx, jasper, sapphire, emerald, carbuncle. Craft and gold were your settings and your engravings. On the day you were created, they were prepared. You were an anointed guardian cherub, that is to say, an angel. I placed you on the holy mountain of God. In the midst of the stones of fire you walked. You were blameless in your ways from the day you were created, till unrighteousness was found in you. In the abundance of your trade, you were filled with violence in your midst, and you sinned. So I cast you as a profane thing from the mountain of God, and I destroyed you, O guardian cherub, in the midst of the stones of fire. Your heart was proud, or haughty, or high, because of your beauty. You corrupted your wisdom for the sake of your splendor. I cast you to the ground. I exposed you before kings to feast their eyes on you. By the multitude of your iniquities and unrighteousness of your trade, you profaned your sanctuaries. So I brought fire out of your midst, and it consumed you. I turned you to ashes on the earth. If you remember also in the book of Isaiah, we won't turn there though, where he's describing Lucifer. And Lucifer stands up and says, I am going to be like God. He has become in his own mind the ultimate greatest being. And the natural and ultimate outworking of pride in a person's life is that they begin to view themselves as God. How does this look? How does this work? Frankly, anytime we live for ourselves as apart from living for God, we are haughty.
换句话说, 在任何时候我们只为我们自己活, 我们不为神活的时候,
whenever the purpose and goal of what we do is to make me feel good,
假如说我们所做任何事情的目的是让我自己觉得舒适,
to make me look good,
让我看起来比别人好,
to put more money in my pocket,
再放更多的钱在我口袋里,
to give me more power and control,
给我更多权力可以控制,
simply because I want it,
就主要就是因为我要这一些,
I have become my own God.
我就变成我自己的神,
and it's haughtiness.
这也就是狂傲,
and it's sin.
就是罪.
What's the natural outworking from haughtiness?
从认为自己是狂傲有些什么自然的效果呢?
The progression begins with sins of the heart.
那么这个是从心里的狂傲开始, 罪开始的。
They seem like small, little, insignificant things.
看起来好像很小不重要的,
but then they begin to grow and fester.
慢慢的越变越大,
and after a while, you set yourself up as God.
过一段时间以后, 你把你自己变成神,
and then the ultimate sin is sins of gross immorality.
所以最后的最集中的罪也就是极严重的罪。
It never starts with immorality.
罪不是开始的时候并不是从不道德开始。
It never really starts with sexual sins.
从来不是从性方面犯的罪开始。
They are an outgrowth of becoming your own God.
所以就是慢慢慢慢变成了你自己的神。
What are the nature of these abominations?
那么对这一些所谓的罪恶、邪恶的后果是如何?
Turn over to Leviticus 18.
我们看立位记。
You can read this own chapter on your own time.
这一章你们可以慢慢看立位记18章。
I don't know if I could actually get through reading the whole chapter out loud.
我也没办法，我不知道能不能把。
Leviticus 18 is a description of the people living within the Holy Land during the time of Moses. And they were what was known as the ancient Near Eastern fertility cult. The list of these actions were not only something that people performed, it was likely that they were performed in open public religious ceremonies. And it's likely that these things were the same things that were that Sodom and Gomorrah were involved in. We know for sure from the Genesis account on Sodom and Gomorrah that they were committing homosexuality. And Leviticus 18:22
says,
"You shall not lie with male as with a woman," speaking to men. It is, and you have that word again, an abomination. Let me take a cultural side run. We have a modern idea in our culture that homosexuality is simply something that happens to a person. And even there's beginning to creep into Christianity people who think that it really doesn't matter. God really doesn't have an opinion concerning homosexuality. Leviticus 18:22 says it's an abomination before God. But you might then just try to argue with me, well, that's Old Testament law. And we're not under law, we're under grace. While that is true, the New Testament as well deals with this issue. Turn to Romans chapter 1. In Romans chapter 1, Paul is giving another progression of how sin works in our lives. And it really begins with suppressing the truth of who God is in our lives. And after they've suppressed God's truth in their lives, God gives them over to more and more sin. And the second time that God gave them over, it says in verse 26, here's what God gave them over to. "For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error." It says very clearly, in black and white terms, that gross immorality, especially homosexuality, is a gross violation of the what God originally intended when He created man and woman as married couples. And ultimately speaking, it is a very egregious, open, public sin against God. To be a homosexual, to be involved in homosexual actions, is to openly deny God.
假如你是同性恋的话, 你就是公开的, 拒绝神。
It is as if you are defying God and spitting in his face.
就好像你对神故意的 犯罪, 然后, 离弃神。
We've seen this morning the progression of the sin of Sodom.
对,今天早上我们看到所多玛罪恶的继续不断的演变。
We saw it begin small with sins of the heart.
刚一开始是很简单, 从心里的罪恶开始。
And then after time, you become God in your own mind.
经过一段时间,你自己建成,在你自己的心里面自己建成自己的神。
And then it leads to the sins of gross immorality.
那就会领我们, 带领我们犯更极恶的罪。
If you are a believer this morning,
假如你今天是一个信徒的话,
and you are anywhere along this progression of sin,
假如你的罪在这一个继续的过程中,
step back.
你可以停下来,
agree with God that what you are doing, that the actions of your heart and the actions that you are physically doing on the outside are sin.
你向神承认, 这是或者是你心里面, 或者你外表的行为是有罪。
And beg God to help you break the habit.
求神帮助你破坏,
and then,
然后呢,
if you really want to stop,
假如你真的愿意停止的话,
and you really want help,
你真的需要帮助的话,
talk to someone who can help you.
找一些人可以帮助你的跟他谈,
because until it's really out in the open,
除非你把你的罪,
the sin deep down in the heart,
在你心里面的罪,
it's still going to be there.
仍然还继续存在,
and it's still easily hidden and nurtured.
就很容易的继续被藏在里面, 也继续不断地被培养,
confess it
要像认罪,
and forsake it.
但弃罪,
if you are here this morning,
当你今天早上在这里,
and you say, you know, those sins, that describes me.
就是那个罪道就是我所犯的,
and I've never really met this God whom you've mentioned.
我从来没有遇到过你所讲的这个神,
these sins can be forgiven.
这个罪是可以被原谅的。
When Jesus Christ came as perfect God and perfect man, he had the ability to pay the death penalty for your sins.
当耶稣来的时候, 他是完完全全的神, 他也是完完全全的人,
and when he died on the cross,
当他死在十字架上,
he paid that penalty for your sin.
他已经为你的罪付了代价,
and when he rose from the dead,
当他从死里面复活的时候,
he proved that penalty was actually paid.
他已经证明你的罪的代价已经付了,
and you can have that penalty taken away.
你可以让你罪的代价被,
you can have your sins forgiven,
你可以让你所有的罪被赦免,
if you simply trust in the fact that he has taken that he has taken your punishment on the cross.
很简单的, 只要你承认他已经在十字架上为你的罪受了惩罚,
and completely depend on him.
你也完完全全地依靠他,
beware of the sins of Sodom.
能够了解你这个心里面的罪,
they start small,
开始是很小,
but they end up, we find out in the end of verse 50,
到最后就变成我们在五十节里面所说的,
it says, so I removed them when I saw it.
就我看见便将他们除掉,
it ends in judgment.
就最后结束是惩罚,
for a believer it's temporal chastisement on this earth and loss of eternal rewards.
所以对一个信徒来讲, 他就是在这个世界上受到的教训,然后失去了永恒的盼望。
For the unbeliever, it's eternal death in a place called hell.
所以对一个不信的人,就是在地狱里面。
Let's close in a word of prayer.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for telling us what you think to be right and what you think to be wrong.
天父,我们谢谢你教导我们什么是对,什么是错。
And we pray, Father, as we have looked at the things that you have called wrong and sin, that as we notice these things in our own lives, That as believers we would confess them and forsake them before you. And Father, I pray that as if there is anyone here that does not know you, that you would use your Holy Spirit to convict them of sin and display to them the work of Christ. We pray in your Son's precious name. Amen.